Felix had decided to use the gap in the ridge they had used to flee the dorm that first time. He couldn't make the best sighting from there, he knew, but neither could he make the best target. He clambered over a wall, pausing before dropping to the gully on the other side. He looked back instead. The network of the maze sloped away from him. It looked like something rats should be running through, not people. Almost, he thought with a shudder, as if the ants had planted that way. He dropped over the wall into the next gully. He examined the next crusted wall of sand, as always, higher than the last one. He sighed. He figured he had no more than two or three more to climb before he reached the gap. He leaped without further hesitation. No sense waiting for them to sense his presence, assuming they hadn't already. Two walls later he got lucky. The last wall, complete with gap, was below him. Through it he could see the top of the dorm itself. There was an ant there, too. He unclipped his blazer and killed it, then dropped into the gully and looked through the gap. An ant looked back at him. Felix gasped and leaped back, firing from the hip. The ant and two more behind it were blazed down. The edges of the gap were immediately illuminated by bursts of blaster fire coming from the direction of the dorm. He wouldn't take a chance on looking through it now. Perhaps if he leaped quickly to the top of the wall itself. From opposite ends of the gully, ants appeared firing blazers. He fired in both directions, slicing them apart. More blaster fire struck him, this time from the top of the wall he had just exited. How the hell did it get up there? He wondered wildly, firing. That's where he had just been. More blasters erupted from the ends of the gullies. There didn't seem to be any place else to go. Felix leaped back up onto the next wall alongside the ant's body. The gully beyond was filled with them, all carrying blasters, all firing upward. He unclipped a blaze bomb and dropped it amid them, then tore off running down the top of the wall as it blew. The wall ended suddenly. He leaped to the next. It collapsed beneath his weight, needlessly cushioning his fall and half burying him in the process. Blaster fire hit him from all directions, the ends of the gullies, the tops of the walls. Shit, they were following him along the tops of the walls. He threw blaze bombs in all directions. He fired at a lone ant, blasting at him from what he hoped was the direction of the killing area and home. His blazing cut the ant in half. He hopped, running over both halves, and ran wildly past them. 20 seconds later, he had managed the smooth killing area. He ran down the runway, sidestepping the thousands of bodies toward the fort. It took him another 20 seconds, but he was soon safely behind the walls. No one liked his report. He could understand that. The colonel eyed the pitifully meager data Felix had added to the screen. He tapped an armored finger on the surface. "It looks bad," he commented thoughtfully. Felix leaned forward and tapped his finger beside the colonel's. "Better here than there," he said pointedly. They sent him away, gruffly, angrily. They said they would call him when they needed him. Felix said he was afraid of that.